lighting system things then.
No, they'll get out around $2.
You know
those
what?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you.
Lighting system things then.
Yeah, we can.
You know what I cooked him for dinner today? Some lima beans, dry ones. He loves to cook with ham.
Yeah.
And I cooked a pot of them.
Well.
Cornbread.
You know what it'd pay a fella to do? Just go over there and pick some beans. And pick them the way he wants them.
Mm-hmm.
If he can find out a place to go. And,
I hang out around Bartow, there's people down there that plants crops, and they don't plant them to gather them themselves, and you go there and you gather them and give them so much a hand.
Yeah.
Peas, I think, around $1, and beans, butter beans, all like that, and you pick it, and they just charge you so much a hand for what you pick.
Yeah.
And they say they don't pretend to, you know, come to the market or anything. So the people from town, most everybody got freezers now, and they just go out there and fill the freezer up.
Well, now, how about that? That's all right. It wouldn't take any time to pick a hamper or two of
But it would me.
Pole beans. Well, you could drive the car.
No, I got better. Two at a time. That one, that one.
How long does it take that old DDT to work on a fly or a mosquito?
I don't know.
Would it knock him down right away?
No.
It's slow acting, isn't
it? You better get
that again. I can't reach it on it. Can you?
If I was an invalid, I could. Well, I was talking about you could have got up and get that fly.
Out of manual, but I have been a driver. Now, I ain't kidding with you.
What kind of cars you had?
I've had 20X and Ford. We've had two Chevrolets, but I never have been done that to me. We had two 20X, and I had a LaSalle. Came to Florida and was driving the LaSalle.
LaSalle?
It was a good automobile, too.
Yeah. You always buy them new?
Brand new. We never bought second-hand cars.
Yeah.
We never bought brand new cars.
I just bought one new car.
He always had his car when we was in the mill business. He had his car and I had mine. And we generally swap about every year.
Yeah.
We put about 4,000 to 5,000 miles in a year on the car, though.
Yeah.
But he'd be going one way and me the other. You see, we had different woods.
Yeah.
And things that way. And you know what a pleasure, one pleasure trip to the car for put that much on that.
Yeah.
It was the end of business. But he had run
and
his.
And loaned up dead body woman. Oh, my. She went with that little bad head.
But
now
you finally stopped that. You finally stopped it. But he would, having to hold hands to the, railroad loading lumber and all this thing. He'd soon run here putting too many hands in it. He'd break the shop and saw the lumber.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice to have a good car.
We have had, I came to Florida and we had a LaSalle. And I swapped my LaSalle for a Pontiac. And Phil had a Ford, bought two more Fords. And then what was the next car we got?
Pull them out.
The Dodge. Yeah, we pulled them out.
You didn't trade ever yet?
No.
Not since we come to Florida. As long as I was in the lumber business, a Ford would last me about a year. But since then, you buy one and weigh it out, it would take 10 years.
That Dodge, we put, I imagine, 150 miles on it. So we swapped for that car, you know.
Oh,
Amazing. We had 150 miles on that car, and it never had to give 150,000.
Golly.
$1,200.
Well, it'd be nice to have a brand new car and just step in it and turn
it
on.
I'm always scared of a second hand car. I don't want them getting over.
Sure
want
it.
Yeah.
That would have put his automobile, I ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing would have put it. But the extra upholstery in there was $300.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Phil, sometimes a fella feels like he's willing to pay $300 extra upholstery, because it makes such a difference. Just to set on some good upholstery.
Well, I tell you the truth, guy, I'm not just talking. I can take some cars, and I just can't ride in them. My back just won't take it. My back nearly killed me.
The New Yorker said, man, right back of it was an Impera. And I'd rather have the New Yorker than the Impera.
Yeah.
I actually had a whole lot pretty automobile. I see that's about the prettiest automobile I've ever had.
But have you ever drove on that 75?
Just between you and town.
You get on a long strip, and it's so straight and so long, look like you are never in the world yet. Then you burn up a automobile if you don't watch the speed on.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you got a lot of crooks and corners to go, it don't look like me as me as fuck.
Yeah.
But I believe as pretty a road as I was seeing was this road over here in Mississippi. It goes through the state. And it's just a two-lane road. But it's cleaned up at least 150 feet on each side of it, then more. That's the prettiest road I ever seen. And the speed limit on it is 50 miles an hour, and no truck can go on it. No trucks. And I, Mabel got on it, and we went 12 miles on it, and I know our speedometer wasn't under 85, and one man passed him. He was driving a Thunderbird Ford, and he passed her, and she was doing 85.
You mean the speed limit's 50, you can't get under 50?
No, no, you're not supposed to drive over 50 miles an hour.
But it was soon in the morning.
Yeah.
Before the cops got out.
Yeah.
Every night I was making that time.
But that would, I believe that's the quickest road I was ever on.
Yeah.
They set out a lot of shrubbery on that road from the Georgia line back that way. Well, some of it back this side of the Georgia line.
Uh-huh.
But they've got shrubbery set out along. They got a lot of pine sitting in the middle. That's going to be mighty hard to mow. That's going to be hard to mow.
Mm-hmm.
And on each side of it is timber and all like that. I think it's pretty enough without having that stuff sitting out.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost a lot of money. I see in the paper where they asked Florida for some money to beautify some road down here.
Now, that's right what you... I didn't know who she was.
Dan Dykes is why she's got one too.
I know.
They have given her treatments and going to operate in June, I think it is.
Yeah.
Guy, that stuff had been out, I guess, 8 to 10 years, but not much longer than that, had
it. I wouldn't know, pal.
Well, I asked.
All I've been using it is down here on this corral. That's how I started on it.
Up there on them Flavette villages, you know. Way that I could get out of that was to just nail one, lay a shingle right on top of the other. And I asked him, wasn't there something that you could put on that light and them shingles and all like that? And they said no. And that's been about 10, 12 years ago, and they said they didn't know of no paint that you could paint those asphalt shingles with. But old man Hurlong told me 5 or 6 years ago that he bought some and painted his wife's house with it up in South Carolina. And he says that it'll either prolong a roof 6, 7, 8 years.
How long ago has that been?
That's been about 5 years
ago.
But I had the wind blowed some shingles off up there, and I had to get up there and stick some back under there, and it doesn't leak anywhere. Of course, I don't imagine that it would do very much good if the roof had gotten the shape where it was leaking.
Yeah.
But it don't leak, and I think if I get up there and paint that roof, there's barely as much roof up there as there is on your house. Won't like money. Of course, is the house about half as big as yours or something like that, but it's, you ain't got too much room.
How long did you ever use any of it up there at the campus?
They told me it wasn't such a thing. Another paint company came there and said he had some paint that would stay on concrete. I told him, I said, if you show me it will stay there, I said, then I'll buy some. And I said, I'll give you one room and let you try it. And I said, if it's satisfactory, I said, I'll buy enough to paint every one of the rooms. All right, he went down there and painted it. And 6 weeks, that was the biggest mess you ever seen. Go care to him. Go care to her. Go him. Catch a ball. Care to her, Marcy. Go care to her. Go care to her. About $2 and something, 5 gallons.
$2.79 is what they sell it for.
Did they tell you how much that would cover?
Oh, I imagine they'd tell you if you asked them.
I mean, it's not on there.
I didn't see. I didn't look.
You didn't look. I imagine they'd tell you about how much to put to a square. I just imagine that it's about 3 squares to 5 gallons, I imagine. That would be 300 square feet to 5 gallons. You think that's about what it would take? Or $14. Now, five or six inch brush. But it's worn down pretty thin. quit. About that bristle, about that much. I imagine that that would do make pretty good brush. It's kind of stubby, you know, now.
No, you just use mine. This is better for it, I think. You think that over there has been there 10 years? You remember when Miss Carrie put that on?
Yes, I do. I couldn't tell you when, though, but it seems like to me about 10 years ago.
Well, when I moved over there, it wasn't too old then, was it?
No. They hadn't been fixed it. Let me see. He was hurt and stayed over there about 2 years. And then you bought the place 6-8 months after he died, didn't you?
We went out there Thanksgiving.
That's about right, about 10 years. And they don't guarantee it. But a loop like that for 15 years, unless you do something to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one's right ready, I think, to start cracking.
Old man Kaiser lived here 3 years, 5. This hadn't been on here for about six years, this part. But the other had been on there 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I built this part on there when I sold it to Man Kaiser.
Oh, did he own this?
I sold it to him. With the understanding if he sold it, he was to give me a chance to buy it. And he sold it to that woman, but never gave her a deed to it or anything like that. But she was to, when she stayed here for 3 years, while she was to, then he'd give her a deed to it after and apply that as a down payment and sold the place to her for $11,000. And he come by here and it was messed up where he couldn't do anything with it, you know. And he told me that he'd sell it to me for $5,000 cash. If the woman had went ahead and paid for it, she could have bought it for $5,000, because I told her, I said, you can have it, and all, but she had it 3 years, and paid about $300 on it in 3 years.
Hmm.
And she couldn't get it financed or anything like that without me helping her. And when I signed that note with her, why, she didn't pay for it. Well, I kept the payments up on it until she moved. And then I tried to rent it out for enough to pay the payment. But I sent the money to her. She spent it. And they told me that she had to do something about it, that she was $370 in the rear and owed a insurance on it and made it, that was $78, I believe it was, the insurance on it. And I went up there. It'd taken just about $500 when I went up there to get it, to even get it back up to date. And I asked, I said, Irene, I said, do you want the place or you don't? I said, I got a chance to sell mine. I said, if you don't want it, I said, I'll take it and take up what's going on. She said, yes, sir. I said, I'm so glad to get shed of it. And, so I went ahead and paid for it.
Okay.
And the $300 that she had actually paid on it in the 3 years that she had it, I offered her that, but she wouldn't have it. I said, no, no. And I had to have it termited. That cost me $65, $15 the next year when they come back and done it again. And all the upkeep on it, I had to do that, you know. So it wasn't much help to me. I sold it to old man Kaiser for $8,000. And he paid $1,012 to build that little house out there. And so he had a little better than $9,000 in it. I bought it for $5,000, and if she'd have taken advantage of it, she could have had it. I didn't care about her having it and all like that. It was all right.
Yeah, you didn't want it.
No. But after she didn't pay for it, I was going to have to do it anyway. Because you take old man, that old man up there, that big boss and that thing, He's all right as long as he's getting his money.
Yeah.
He gets mighty unhappy when he ain't getting it, yeah. You know.
Oh, I was awful sorry when Irene had to let it go and leave here. She was
well,
that so...
Well, I tell you, I can't understand that girl. She went down to Fort Pierce. And she went to work down there as a pilot, and she was making a good deal of these chartered flights and all. And then she got a job down there with some airplane company that builds them things back this side, 12 miles back this side, a little old place that got the name of it. And she went down there and tested those things for a while. That's what she really was, a test pilot. She did that normally, the only woman that ever done that. She didn't stay there long. And then she went to Lakeland, the county side of that kind of out. Out there, I forgot now, but she went to work out there, and she stayed there a while. Then she got a job down there with this here, I think it was Methodist place where they had these girls, you know, I think they had boys too, anybody that they didn't think was fit to raise children, they took them and carried them down there. And she stayed there with a bunch of girls, nice dormitory. She didn't have nothing to do and all. She didn't stay there very long. I thought she was getting along pretty good. Then she come to Ocala, and she went to work secretary for that doctor there with the health department. She's his secretary now, and that's what she's doing.
Is she down there now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she is. Well, I sort of lost track of her.
she's a good girl, now, no question about that. Mm-hmm. And she'll never have nothing in the world.
Yeah.
Because if she sees somebody need anything, she'll give it to them to do it out of sale. However, she never give me a damn thing. And when we kept her with us and all like that, why, she needed somebody. She had to have an operation. And she had to have somebody to look after she got out of the hospital. She needed somebody.
Well, she wasn't much of a housekeeper, as I remember.
Oh, boy, you just exactly right. When we come down here, I never seen as many damn fleas in my life. And there were 13 milk cartons on the floor in there. She gave them to the dog to play with. And Mabel bought a little bottle of stuff feed store to put it in water and pour it around in the chicken house, you know. So I tried everything I could. I went in there and scrubbed the floors, and I thought I could kick them up with a lot of them with a vacuum cleaner. And then I varnished the floor. It didn't seem to do much good. But I got some of that stuff and put it in a bucket and got me a mop and a rain bucket, and I just mopped that damn floor. I ain't never seen as many fleas and roaches while I was mopping it. The top of the bucket was black with fleas. Yes, sir. I bet I had 1,000 fleas in there where I'd wrench my thing. And
I feel that's unheard of.
And
I don't see anybody who live in that.
I bet there's 500 roaches dead on the floor in there when I come back down here. And I ain't never seen no more fleas. But when we moved down here, there was a good deal of roaches. And there was these old German roaches. And she got some of that stuff from Fred and pulled it in there. Wax and wax the floor with it, and I haven't seen a roach at all.
Mm-hmm. That's unheard of.
Mabel used to get old Bootsy to come down here and clean up her house. I think she was actually ashamed of it, so she'd get old Bootsy to come down here and clean it up for her.
Well, I never saw her, you know, except at night when she'd come in from the work, and I'd be over here maybe just sitting there with y'all, and she'd come in and talk and everything.
Guy, her brother came along here, and she had just been in the hospital and been operated on, and he come by here to see her, and I went up there, and I thought maybe in the shape she was in, probably that he would stay here a couple of days, you know, or something like that. He was going down further in Florida somewhere.
Fishing?
I don't know, I imagine so. He went in there and stayed about 15 minutes. And he told Mabel, said, well, said, I'm pretty well satisfied about it, said, you'll take care of her. And he left, and she never heard from him again.
Well, she sure did like you all. She was really devoted to you all. Oh, she was so glad to come back and come in and see you all, you know. It just, More than your own children probably would. Anybody's own children would do.
Oh, she makes a whole lot more of us than either one of our children.
Yes, you know she would. Yeah. Children don't do that much.
And Paul wants her for a secretary where he's at, Weston Dickens, but he just don't want to take away from Dr. whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Down there, he likes her very much. She's a mighty efficient secretary.
Yeah.
She said, yeah.
But she's not a housekeeper.
No, sir.
Well, she ought to just bore it out, well.
She's got a partner, but I think
she needs just a board. You know the old fashioned saying, bore it out?
When the old lady takes care of the apartment, she's out. Well, I reckon she's on it.
Yeah.
I think her idea was to stay with Paul. They got a great big house down there. And see, they got five bedrooms, and three bathrooms, and I think she intended to stay with them, but I don't think Paul's wife would put up with that.
Yeah, a lot of times it's better. Well, you all
night, and on Sunday you won't be able to go to work Monday. He said, I'll come home, said, I'm going to church and Sunday school.